Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
Hey, what's up? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 734 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, now here's today's question from Phil.
Hi, Pat. My name's Phil Zito. I run a site called buildingautomationmonthly.com, and I've got two questions for you. Whichever one you can handle, I'd greatly appreciate. First off, thank you for running this site. I've told several of my coworkers about it. It's a great site. Listen to all your podcasts, read most of your content. I really appreciate it. Won't take much of your time, but my two questions are, one, I run a site in the building automation systems smart building niche, and I'm really struggling to monetize that. I've read where you talked about ebooks around courses, around affiliates. I haven't been able to find any affiliates in this. I haven't been able to find similar niches to attach to. I haven't been able to really think of books. I'm looking at courses, but working 60, 70 hours a week, it's very difficult to do. So my question is, what kind of ideas and thoughts for someone who's working 60, 70 hours a week to create create a product or a service? It'd be ideal to have affiliates because I have several readers, but I can't find anything affiliate-wise. My second question is around comments. I get 1,000-plus views, and the problem is these views, folks will subscribe. I'll get several subscribers. I'll get emails from these subscribers going into multiple paragraphs on their thoughts, but no one types anything in the comments. You had a guy on who was discussing WordPress plugins, and he said to use Discuss, so I'm using Discuss or Discus, but yet no one's commenting, and I can't quite figure out why. I've got a clear call to action. I've tried multiple different things where I try to engage folks or ask their opinion or ask them to tell their top opinion of something, but it's just not registering. I'm sure it's me. I'm sure I'm doing something wrong because other folks get comments, but I think maybe it might be something to do with this industry because I've been to other industry sites and no one comments on those. And I'm wondering if it's just because this industry's not a lot of people who want a podcast or write content. So I can't expect them to actually go and write comments. Thank you. Once again, I really appreciate everything you do. It's been amazing. And I mean, man, you really should charge for your content. It's great stuff. Thanks.
Hey, Phil, what's up? Thanks so much for the question. I appreciate it. Actually, questions. And I appreciate what you said at the end there in terms of charging for content. I really appreciate that. Everything that you get for free is going to continue to be for free because that's just how I roll. But there will be courses and things coming out in the future. So look out for that on the website. But anyway, to your first question related to monetizing. If there aren't any products out there, I mean, I'm sure for the smart, smart building niche, you know, there could be potentially things like the Nest and the Ecobee, and I'm just thinking off the top of my head, you know, little things that they sell at the Apple Store, for example, that help you automate your home and your lock and your, you know, and anything like that. Like, those are things you could potentially be an affiliate for and recommend them through product reviews, unboxing videos, those kinds of things on your site and on your YouTube channel, if you have a YouTube channel, that could help you get a little bit of a commission through Amazon Associates. So Amazon Associates is a way for you to sell anything that's on Amazon and then earn a commission if you get people to go through your special link. And that can be a quick and easy way for you to just start to get a little bit of income. But I don't think that's going to be anything significant. What would be significant are your own courses, if you had that. One thing that came to mind as you were asking your question that I was thinking about was, you know, I know everybody's home is different, right? And everybody's needs are different. If there was some way to get a personalized sort of smart home solution or report or, you know, I don't know, just something that I could just take and say, okay, you know, these are the things that I want. Oh, these are the things I need. Okay, great. Like, I would pay for that for sure. And that might be something that you might want to test out. If you have an email list already, you could potentially even try to use the strategies that I mentioned in my book, Will It Fly, to get a group of them into a webinar at some point, or maybe even talk to people one-on-one and just see if that's something they would be interested in. Another thing you can do to give you some ideas is to literally just ask your email subscribers what their biggest struggles are or what they want to, what they need more help with, or what's a big pain they have related to smart home automation that they could, or smart building automation that they could use some help on. You know, that way you are saying, hey guys, I'm here for you. I want to know what you're up to or what you need help with. So it shows that you're reaching out and asking for help, which is, you know, step number one and a great thing for your audience to see. But also, you're hearing directly from your audience exactly what you should be creating content about or creating products about. I think that's awesome. And if there's another way for you to using these automation systems that you're teaching people how to use and build to show just how much money they're saving as a result of that, if they are indeed saving money, then it would be kind of a shoo-in for you to say, okay, well, I'm going to give you the plan on how to do this and save this much money, and you'll be able to easily validate and justify the cost of whatever it is goods that you're selling. So it's going to take a little bit of work, Phil. I'm not going to tell you and lie to you and say this is going to be easy, but it's going to take some stepping out of your comfort zone a bit, reaching out to your email subscribers. You said they're there. You said that they're leaving paragraphs of information to you. So that's a fantastic sign. You're getting the right people on your email list, people who are engaged, people who seem to trust you already. And now it's your job to go and dig in a little bit to see what they need help with. Now, related to the comments, you know, it's interesting. I've been noticing a trend over time lately, just in general, that comments on websites are becoming less and less. I've even seen some influencers take comments off of their websites, which is interesting. I don't think I would ever do that because I like those who comment on my site. I like giving people a platform to potentially speak up on if something, you know, incites that. But for many niches, and in yours may be one of these, it's just people just don't have anything to say. And comments aren't really necessary, to be honest. I mean, they're great if they happen, but they're not an indicator. They are absolutely not an indicator of the success of a website. You even said it yourself. You're getting a lot of traffic. Fantastic. You're getting people to subscribe. So they're skipping the comment parts and they're subscribing, which is what we mostly want people to do. And so I really don't think there's a problem there, Phil. And maybe it's just your own need for wanting to hear something on your website to know that people are there, you know, watching and reading on the other end. But I don't think that's necessary. I think you know that people are reading and they're on the other end and they like your stuff because they're subscribing. And then, like I said, go into that email list, dig deep, and see what you can do to get people to let you know what they need help with. And so you can create something that could potentially be sellable to them. And again, validate it. And, you know, for that first idea that I had, that report, the customized report, see if you can get one customer to pay you for that. Maybe it's a small dollar amount just to show that there's some sort of transaction there. It doesn't, you know, you wouldn't be doing that experiment to make money on the first run. You would just be trying to see if people would actually pay for it. Even if it's like $20, you know, reaching out to an email subscriber, individually and asking if they would part with $20 for a customized plan, that would show you that, yeah, this is something that people want. And then you can start to play around with the price point after that and maybe get into a point where that's a service you provide. I mean, I'm just thinking out loud here, but that could be a solution for you. But the only way to know is to go out there, ask your audience if that's something they would be interested in. And if so, then see if they would actually pay for it. So again, a lot of these tactics are mentioned in Will It Fly, my book that you can find at willitflybook.com. But Phil, hopefully this information helps and gives you a little bit of relief. But also, I want to give you an AskPat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. Thank you so much again. And for anybody out there who has a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, all you have to do is head on over to AskPat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day by Paul Barron. He said, "I use social media as an idea generator, trend mapper, and strategic compass for all of our online business ventures." It is definitely all those things for me as well. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable. And the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.